Schöner Denken ist hier auf dem Nippon Connection Festival und wir haben heute auch Filmblogger kennengelernt und heute haben wir die Blogger aus Kanada von J-Film Powwow. Please, would you introduce yourself?
I am Chris McGee, the founder, editor, and writer of J-Film Powwow.
I am Mark St. Cyr, a regular contributor to the Powwow.
When did you start J-Film Powwow and what was the reason?
It started in 2007, actually, as a Facebook group because I was a lone, well, not alone, I thought I was a lone Japanese film fan. So I started the Facebook group and more and more people joined. We were actually posting some mini reviews on the Facebook group and that's how Mark came in. And then we became a blog in the very beginning of 2008. And since then, it's just become bigger and global, and now we're at Nippon Connection for me for the second year and Mark for the first year.
What is fascinating on Japanese films?
And I guess for me, what I find fascinating about it and what I guess keeps me coming back to it and like just wanting to explore more of it is just like the diversity of it, I guess. I kind of tend to lean a bit more towards the classics. Like Kurosawa is one of my favorites. That's like the biggest one, I guess, but you know, just kind of like understanding the classics and like, you know, why they're considered so great, but then like, you know, just kind of going from there and exploring different genres, more recent films, like different styles, and it's an incredibly rich national cinema, arguably like one of the richest, like, you know, of all, like, you know, national cinemas. Like Japan is pretty up there, and yeah, it's just like fascinating to constantly find interesting. And
I can't see that they're sitting there.
No, no problem.
Metropolitan. Nippon Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, you know, discovering different kinds of films, and it's constantly, like, I'm constantly finding, like, new surprises and everything, and, yeah.
Same reasons to you?
Many of the same reasons. Also, the fact that I came to Japanese film because at that, you know, years ago I kind of had a peripheral interest in Japan, and I was, like many people, tired of the formulaic Hollywood kinds of films. I mean, I still watch all kinds of films from all over the world, but I think Japanese film allows, I think I was speaking to somebody once and they felt that Hollywood films were tried to be more real than real, and Japanese film doesn't feel the responsibility or the need to do that. There's a kind of an abstraction at times. There are things left unsaid, much like
fairy tale elements.
There are fairy tale elements, but I think it's the fact that not everything has to be explained. Not everything has to fit together like a puzzle. Much like the Japanese language, often what is not said is important, and I think that goes for the film as well. So it's a much more subtle kind of filmmaking in many cases. I mean, Mike, Audition, is about as subtle as a brick to the head. So, but it's something I've fallen in love with, so stick with it for sure.
What do you want to show on your blog about Japanese films?
I think the mandate is to have the blog be a place where if people are interested in Japanese film, if they like Ichi the Killer, if they like Battle Royale, or if they like Seven Samurai, they can then go and we will say, well, if you like that film, what about, if you like Battle Royale, what about Kenji Fukasaku's other Yakuza films from the 70s, or if you like Seven Samurai, then what about other samurai films? What about Kihachi Okamoto's Sword of Doom? Or it's a way of showing that there's so much more about Japanese cinema out there, from those kind of films to documentaries to experimental films to drama, comedy. we try and cover a very wide range of films from Japan, because I think sometimes there's a very narrow view of what Japanese film can be. So,
what do you think about Nippon Connection, the festival?
Well, this is my first time being here, so it's, and my first time in Germany, actually, so it's fairly exciting. Yeah, I've really been enjoying it. Very, like, nicely set up, nice campus and everything, and excellent selection of films. Like, yeah, just the different venues, like, digital, well, like, you, gives you the opportunity to see, like, you know, Japanese films that probably would not get shown, at least for, you know, quite a while, like, if that. Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent, I guess, of Shin Sedai Festival that Chris started in Toronto last year. Like, just these very small films are just beginning to make it out there. And, yeah, it's great to have that opportunity to see, like, these little gems, I guess you could say, of some of them.
So we are very happy they are coming from Canada to see it here.
Yeah, I actually, and Mark mentioned Shin Sedai Festival, Shin Sedai New Generation Japanese Film Festival in Toronto, that actually Midnight Eyes, Jasper Sharp, and I kind of thought up and had our inaugural year last year in Toronto, because it's very difficult for people in, especially in Canada, to see some of the newer Japanese filmmakers, like you see here at Nippon Connection. It's a challenge to get people to line up here. It's so gratifying to see lineups of people coming to see art house films, basically. So we're trying to bring a bit of more of a balance to Canada with Shin Sedai. But Nippon Connection I don't know if Japanese film would be what it is right now if it wasn't for two things, which is Nippon Connection and Midnight Eye. I don't think it would have the same popularity in the West and in Europe and North America if it wasn't for those two components. I really don't think so.
So you will be here next time, next year?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, hopefully.
So we'll see us again.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
Well,
thank
pleasure
you.
To meet you.
Thank you. Indeed.